That's what grace brings. See, there are things you must fulfill. Because otherwise it's like, well, if you're, I have grace and I have lots of sins. Okay, well then what, the grace obviously hasn't taught you. Or maybe it has taught you. I mean, because I think grace taught me, I shouldn't be this way. You know, and then you pray, you seek God in faith, and He delivers you out of your troubles. He delivers you out of your sins. It makes you, molds you, shapes you into the image of Christ. Because that is what we are supposed to conform to the image of His Son. You know, we're supposed to conform to the image of Christ. Everyone knows that scripture, or you ought to. It'll be here later in Romans. That we might conform to the image of His Son. We are supposed to conform to the image of Jesus. Okay? But I have to throw that in because honestly, I mean, there's so many misleading things. I know we're taking this extremely slow. You understand that works are not like works equals bad. No. You can't obtain these things by works or by debt. But God will give you these works to do. You believe Him, and you will obtain them. Because you believe my words now, you will obtain it. And see, that's the thing. My faith. See that grace I read? This is my faith. That God has called me. Much as He said, Abraham, you will be the father of many nations. Your seed will be like the stars of heaven. Can you believe him? And when I read, the grace of God has appeared to all men that brings salvation. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Teaching us, that denying. I believe that. So I believe that God is going to teach me. If I don't know how to deny ungodliness, He's going to teach me how to deny ungodliness. If I can't turn away from worldly lusts, He's going to teach me. I believe. You know, he was old. See, he was old, Abraham. He's old and shriveled. And he had no... He's 100. He's like, oh, I'm going to have kids? He's like, what are you, nuts? No, he didn't say. He believed him. Wow, I'm going to be the father? And God says to me, it's like... And I was like, oh, God, you know, I love sin. How am I ever going to be righteous and pure in your sight? How am I ever going to live godly? How am I going to ever deny worldly lusts? I can't do that. No, that's, see, when you say, I'm going to sin, or I can't live without this, or this is the way it's going to be, you don't believe, you don't have faith, you aren't a seed of Abraham, you aren't His child, you don't know God, you have nothing in Christ. When you speak those words, you are nothing in Christ. You don't know Him. Repent. Believe, and you shall obtain. Saying, okay, sorry, go back. But see, that's what faith is counted for righteousness before you even perform those things. Because when you believe God and say, God, even while I was yet in my sin, I said, God, I know you can deliver me out of these things, right? And God looks at that and He counts it for righteousness. Now, if I say, oh, God, well, God must want me to stay like this. He doesn't really care. You know, and I start denying the scriptures. There's no faith. Or I start making, that's the worst thing of all, is they start making excuses and loopholes. And they try to do it legalistically. Honestly, I swear, there is a legalistic doctrine of grace where they look at the passage on grace and say, look at here, in the law, it says, it is in the law, it says, to him that worketh is a reward, not reckoned of grace, but of debt. So, speaking legally, you cannot have any good works in order to be saved. You have to be a sinner and just accept that fact. And just believe on the blood of Jesus, confess in your heart, and then you will be saved. If you try to do anything, and certainly don't expect to be righteous... You know, that is legalism. Because they're looking at the scripture and saying, there is a list of things you need to do. There's a little list here. In fact, see, this list makes all other lists void. All you have to do is obey this. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth. And you will be saved. See? If you obey that, in the simplicity of it, then you will be saved. And all the other stuff is void. Just trust in Christ alone, through faith alone, for your salvation. And you will have it. Ignore the other things. And that is legalism. That's justifying yourself by the law, by the letter. Because you look at it, look, it says here, if I believe, then I'm saved. I don't need to hear anything else. I mean, God, that's enough. I mean, once you get to that point, just stop. Why go on? Stop right there. We don't need to hear anything more. That's great. Just believe. It burns me up. But those are the you know, God has, you know, honestly, God has set these voices out there to confuse, to turn people away. That their folly may be known. Because you know what? Their foolishness is going to commend the righteousness of God. You know why? Because God says, do we then make void the law through faith? And he says, God forbid. Well, now to make God just, there have to be people out there who say, the law is void because of faith. We have made the law void. We don't have to do nothing. You can sin as much as you want. I mean, you shouldn't. You won't want to sin. They'll add that. You won't want to sin. But you will, and God will forgive you. Because he forgives all your sins. He remits them all. Past, present, and future. Because you remember in verse 25 of the previous chapter, it said the sins that are past. Well, they'll say, well, past, present, and future. Meaning, anything you do in the future, it's already forgiven. And there's a grain of truth in a lot of those things. But the problem is, they're taking those things in exclusion of everything else the apostles taught. And for that, that's why I reject. I've never heard a voice on broadcast that I could accept. They're all of them perverse. Well, they'll say, oh, he's a heretic. No, this is the word of God. This is the correct interpretation. I know it'll cause controversy, but gee, you know, that's really new. When the word of God comes forth, controversy. And when the word of God comes forth, religious people don't agree. The people who are the established leaders in the Orthodox, they don't agree. And then there's always the fringe groups, because they you're just another fringe thing. You're just another out there thing. Well, it's not. Just this once. Verse 6. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Cometh this blessedness upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. So, I've gotten a lot off track, but honestly, these things provoke so much thought in the spirit.